Part B. You will hear a report on China National Entrance Examination. Answer questions 6 to 10 while you listen. Use not more than 5 words for each answer. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 25 seconds to read the questions.
For students who failed the national entrance examination in July, here is good news. An unprecedented second college entrance examination to be held next spring is underway, offering one more opportunity to make up for earlier failure. Usually, China holds her annual college entrance examination in July. Because universities and colleges can admit only about 900,000 students from about 3 million eager candidates, the competition is extremely hard and many talented young people are deprived of the opportunity for higher education. For many high school graduates, higher education has been considered as a necessary and important stage which will pave the way for a promising career future. Parents are willing to pay any price for their only one child's higher education. The pilot examination will be given in Shanghai and Tianjin, according to an official in charge of college enrollment from the Ministry of Education. The second round of examination is waiting for approval from the Ministry of Education and the Beijing Municipal Government, says Gang Shui-jiao, President of the Beijing Education Examination Academy. Some 10 to 15 universities and colleges in Beijing intend to hold the second college entrance examination early next year. These institutes of higher learning are expected to offer admission to between 6,000 and 10,000 students from Beijing and other regions. If approved, the second college entrance examination in Beijing will apply to colleges and universities affiliated with ministries and other major colleges in Beijing. Which universities and colleges are to be involved has not yet been decided. Students who pass the second examination can choose from majors in the less popular disciplines where student numbers are currently lacking. The National Education Examination Authority will decide the content of the examination, which will be held before Spring Festival in early February. Those students selected will start classes in March. 2000.
Now you will hear the recording again.
For students who failed the national entrance examination in July, here is good news. An unprecedented second college entrance examination to be held next spring is underway, offering one more opportunity to make up for earlier failure. Usually, China holds her annual college entrance examination in July. Because universities and colleges can admit only about 900,000 students from about 3 million eager candidates, the competition is extremely hard, and many talented young people are deprived of the opportunity for higher education. For many high school graduates, higher education has been considered as a necessary and important stage which will pave the way for a promising career future. Parents are willing to pay any price for their only one child's higher education. The pilot examination will be given in Shanghai and Tianjin, according to an official in charge of college enrollment from the Ministry of Education. The second round of examination is waiting for approval from the Ministry of Education and the Beijing Municipal Government, says Geng Shui-jiao, president of the Beijing Education Examination Academy. Some 10 to 15 universities and colleges in Beijing intend to hold the second college entrance examination early next year. These institutes of higher learning are expected to offer admission to between 6,000 and 10,000 students from Beijing and other regions. If approved, the second college entrance examination in Beijing will apply to colleges and universities affiliated with ministries and other major colleges in Beijing. Which universities and colleges are to be involved has not yet been decided. Students who pass the second examination can choose from majors in the less popular disciplines where student numbers are currently lacking. The National Education Examination Authority will decide the content of the examination, which will be held before Spring Festival in early February. Those students selected will start classes in March 2000.
That is the end of Part B. Part C. You will hear three dialogues or monologues. Before listening to each one, you will have time to read the questions related to it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have time to check your answer. You will hear each piece once only. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following conversation on transportation in the 21st century. You now have 15 seconds to read questions 11 to 13. Talking about the 21st century, as far as transportation is concerned, I think there are going to be huge changes in the way people use cars. They'll probably have made laws about what kind of car you can own and when you can use it.
And I bet it'll be impossible for people to use cars whenever they like. There'll be just too many of them on the roads. The air will be so seriously polluted that nobody will be able to breathe normally.
Exactly. People will have to rely on other modes of transportation, especially trains.
Why do you say that?
Well, we won't be able to use cars, and airports take too much space. With the supply of land for airports shrinking around the world, there are going to be fewer airports and fewer plane flights. That leaves trains.
Huh. So, do you think there will be more efficient train systems between cities?
Sure. Trains are relatively safer and cleaner. And they can enable people to take inner-city travel in a matter of hours. There may even be trains going under the oceans to connect the major continents.
Under the oceans? Get out of here! I get nervous enough flying on a plane.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to questions 11 to 13.
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following talk about computer science education in Switzerland. You now have 15 seconds to read questions 14 through 16.
Here in Switzerland, you get a bachelor's degree in 2 years and 3 years later a master's. Usually people stop at a master's. But if you want to go on for a PhD, that takes another 4 years. Most people stay in one subject. So you need to decide the direction you want to take after high school. There are required core courses for bachelor's and master's programs. My university is a technical university. So the core courses are the same for everybody. Computer science, mathematics, physics, mechanics, and so on. For students specializing in computer science, there is another set of required courses that we call basic computer science. Completing these takes 2 years. At that point, you can choose a specialty in one of the four areas: system software, information technology, hardware or theoretical computer science. For students doing PhD, the program is mostly fixed in the first 4 semesters. During the next 2 years, you can choose up to 90% of what you want to study. There's a booklet of about 50 courses from which to choose. I think computer science education in Switzerland is particularly good in that it is quite wide-ranging, from theoretical computer science and mathematical computer science to databases and computer systems. It's possible that there's more emphasis in the U.S. on applied information technology, because in America there are more grants available for basic research at the PhD level from the companies or the U.S. government. This is not the case here. We normally get our money from the state, and we are restricted to applied research.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点儿看。